episode 533, Who Are You Pleasing?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, happy day, my sweet women of impact. How are you doing? I hope you are having a day full of smiles and lots of joy, because guess what? Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Yes, it's all about you. Not that every day can't be all about you, but this is truly a moment in time, a blink where you get to think about where you fit in to this game called life. Where are you? How have you been feeling this week? Where has your emotions taken you? Have you been on just this huge roller coaster of a ride? Who are you pleasing? People pleasers. Have you ever heard or met one of those people? I'm sure you've met somebody. I have. And I am actually one of these people. I'm a people pleaser. I ask you, who are you pleasing now? As a child, it was easy to want to, quote unquote, please our parents, to please our teachers and our mentors, and even our first boss. Our actions were rewarded. By pleasing people, we would get a better grade. Writing a certain way would get us to that next level. You know, I can remember applying for the National Honor Society, and we had to do an essay. Well, I didn't necessarily maybe write exactly what I wanted, but I was writing to what pleased them. When you go and apply to college and into your acceptance, maybe you're going and you're going back to school. Maybe you've entered a doctoral program. When you write your application, you are writing to please someone. Because why? We want our actions to be rewarded. As a child, that's what we did. It was normal. But as we get older, pleasing doesn't always come with a reward. We get stung. We get stabbed in the back. Not getting the reward we think we deserve. Those consequences might be a divorce, a custody battle, claiming bankruptcy, no promotion in your job, relationship hardships, how you're communicating or not communicating with your friends, loss of friendships, maybe not getting the job you worked so hard for when you interviewed and you were down to like that last time it was on the third round and you didn't get that job. Maybe it's a loss of revenue for your business. This is where we feel like we've been gypped, shortchanged, hung out to dry. Yet, we still believe that people-pleasing is a way to our goals and to our dreams. Has people-pleasing served you in your life? Where has it taken you? What journey? Has it gotten you to where you really want to go? Or has it been maybe a stumbling block? Who are you pleasing now? I believe we are all people-pleasers. We all desire to be lifted up and revered by others. The magnitude of that reverence may vary person to person. So maybe you have someone, let's say, who is an attorney. Maybe they're a judge in the court. In order to be revered by their peers or maybe someone higher up, well, maybe it's going to take, maybe let's say, the president of the United States. We all have different levels. Some of us, we may be, I can remember when I was a waitress. I was thrilled when my boss recognized my hard work. And at the time, I was a waitress. So we have all different levels of how we feel revered, how we feel loved, how we are pleasing other people so we get that attention that we so desire. We really want to be noticed. Is this really a bad thing? Or can it be beneficial to your life? Hold on to your seat, because pleasing can be actually beneficial and good for you. But who are you pleasing? If you are seeking out external pleasers that can't impact your life positively, then it's totally, totally wrong. It's going against the whole idea of really what people pleasing should be about. Because why? It doesn't serve you. Now, you may be saying, now, Christiane, are you talking about being selfish here? No. I'm talking about being real, being authentic, looking at just you. You're not sitting here judging what your husband does. You're not sitting here judging what your best girlfriend does. This is looking at you and how you seek to please others. Who are you pleasing? But if you are pleasing to God and that's your focus, now you have impact. Great impact. Being a God pleaser is an amazing feat. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Psalms 19:14 says this, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Your primary obligation is to please God's expectations, not the imperfect man or woman that may be before you, not your boss, not your girlfriend, and not even your husband. Seek God's guidance as you focus your energy on becoming your best selfie. Proverbs 16:7 says this, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him." Both the Psalms and the Proverbs are powerful statements. Just as love is a verb, faith requires an action of us. It's not a feeling. Love requires us to take action. It's a verb. Faith, if we live it out, it calls us to act upon. Serve Christ today with your smile and your actions. Be pleasing to Him. Cry out to Him. Celebrate Him. Pray to Him. God desires to please you. He wants to bring you the desires of your heart. That should warm you up like nothing. I was out running today with my husband. And it was really kind of humid up here for the north. So I was kind of a little bit sweaty. And I was like, oh, okay, Lord, I don't know about this. But I was reminded that He wants to give me the desires of my heart. But my actions have to be to please Him. I can't go around and say, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to feed my body anything I want because I can, because it's easy. Processed food is easy, so I'm going to grab it. Is that really how God wants us to take care of our body? Oh, I could just sit here on the couch and watch movie after movie after movie, but I'm just going to wash away this whole idea of intentional movement because it's not good for me. I'm okay just sitting around doing nothing. God wants us to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of the mind, the body, and His spirit within us. Are you doing that today? Who are you pleasing? It's nice for your hubby to walk into a clean house. My hubby loves it, especially with his job. With his job that he has, everything is kept immaculate. Everything has a place. Living with 5 children, not everything has a place. As much as I try, it just doesn't happen. There are shoes laying all over the floor. There's puppy toys. I don't know how many tennis balls sometimes we have on the floor at one time. The bones. Oh, wait. And then we have the blankets of the children because they get cold and they want to snuggle. But where do they end up? On the floor. And when we're in school, there's homework all over the kitchen counter. As much as it's pleasing to Him to walk into a clean house, me keeping the house clean and in order is not to please Him. It's ultimately to please God. Because I'm serving my husband. Do you see and understand the difference? Who are you pleasing? When I was going through my troubled time, my storm, my tornado, I did not let it define who I was. Did it shape me? Oh, yes, it did. And praise the Lord, I believe He brought me out of a very bad place. One that He probably was trying to pull me out of for a really long time. But I realized that my actions were to please him, not to please my children, not to please my husband. But every action I took, every pound that I lost, was to celebrate his love for me. Every smile that I gave, every time I helped a child, every time we sang a song together, every time I made a meal, it was to bring honor and glory and praise to God. When you begin to elevate your life to that level, you are creating impact. Impact that God looks upon with favor. Who are you pleasing today? Who are you pleasing now? Are you serving out your faith in actions? Or are you sitting on the sidelines being a spectator? Are you loving your enemies with the verb, the action part of it, and serving them? Or are you just expecting someone else to do the dirty work? Are you loving your husband unconditionally, serving him, even when maybe things aren't going so well, even after an argument? Who are you pleasing? You want to become your best selfie. You want to be digging deeper. I'm telling you, you got to dig deeper within the spirit that God has given you, the blessing that he has put within you. Psalm 19:14 says this, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Remember that when you feel life is crumbling around you, you don't always have the answers. Trust in him. Please him. May your spirit be filled today. May you be blessed with undeniable strength and fortitude to please your heavenly Father. He loves you, and I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.